Shalom Vracha, today is Tez Zayin Be'ov, the day after Tu Be'ov. We've gone through a lot in the last week. A week ago was Tisha B'Av, intense morning, and yesterday was Tu Be'ov, which is an intense Simcha. L'hoyu Yom Tovim L'Yisrael, says the Mishnah. It was the greatest and happiest day of the year. Let us see what we can take with us from this. The Mishnah says that five things happen on Tisha B'Av. The first thing that happened was the mice of the Meraglim, which basically caused the death of that whole generation, and according to Chazal, was one of the causes of the eventual Churban Beis HaMikdash. Aside from that, both Bate Mikdashes were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Beitar, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, which was the hope of Klal Yisrael, was also eventually conquered and destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and also the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over so that people should not come back. It should not be, should remain desolate. Those are the five things that happen on Tisha B'Av, which all represent the fact that Klal Yisrael, with our mistakes, we lost so much, and we're in Golus as a result of that. Tu B'Av is part of the Mahalach that we're going through now of Nechama, Salas, recognizing that even though we are in Golos, we remain steadfast with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is steadfast with us. The first thing that happened on Tu B'Av was that the Meisei Midbar stopped, the end of the death of that generation that were involved in the Ma'aseh Meraglim, the day it stopped was Tu B'Av. So we see that there is a correspondence, a connection between the Simcha of Tu B'Av and the Velus of Tisha B'Av. In that respect, there was a tikkun, there was an end to that, and according to some Rishonim, there was a Midas HaRachim that Hashem ended it earlier than it could have happened. Another thing mentioned is the two things that happened on Tu B'Av is there was a din that one shevet, girls of one shevet cannot marry into another shevet, and that stopped on Tu B'Av. And also the shevet of Binyamin, which was a very holy shevet, the Beis HaMikdash was built on their chelik. There was, after the Ma'aseh Pelegish Begiva, they were not allowed to marry into the other tribes, and now on Tu B'Av they permitted to marry into other tribes. And the truth is, this concept of Jews being able to intermingle, get together again, not be separate from one another, is very connected to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because we know the Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Everybody was involved in themselves, not interacting enough with one another, caring for one another. So these two events represent a certain level of the opposite, a tikkun, of bringing Klal Yisrael back together again. Another thing that happened on Tu B'Av was the Haruge Beitar were neat in the Kvura. Those who were killed in Beitar, they were left out for 7 years, and miraculously the bodies retained intact, and miraculously they were able to be buried 7 years later. So once again, the death, the capture of Beitar was something very traumatic for Klal Yisrael. Even after the Churban, we went into Golos, and we were hoping that Beitar will still remain as a stronghold for Klal Yisrael, to keep a stronghold in Eretz Yisrael, and that was captured and destroyed. But even so, on Tu B'Av, Hashem showed us that He miraculously is still with us. It's true, the only thing that happened was the burial, but it did show that even though we're in Golos, we're not forsaken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem makes miracles for the Kovet HaBriyos of Klal Yisrael, protecting the dead bodies of Klal Yisrael and bringing them to Gevurah. And the last thing that's mentioned about Tu B'Av is it's a time that the wood that was cut for the bonfire on top of the Mizbeach, it was the end of that period of time of cutting that wood. And it says afterwards also the nights got longer, and it was a time of adding learning. which we know part of the Chul Beis HaMikdash was also, we didn't appreciate the Torah. The Bais Rishon says that they didn't thank Hashem enough for the fact that we have the Torah HaKadosha. And now is the time we show Hashem that we're thanking Him for the Torah HaKadosha and we're taking advantage of the Limud HaTorah that we have. So basically, on Tu B'Av is a time that we are rejoicing the fact that certain things, chesroinus, that were lacking Klal Yisrael, were rectified. And the main thing is for us to appreciate these values now, the value of appreciating the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought us into Eretz Yisrael, the Maisa Meraglim, appreciate the fact that we're zoicha to be here in Eretz Yisrael, take advantage of it, that the whole value of Eretz Yisrael is only for its spiritual value, the value of all of Klal Yisrael together, not sinetzchin, but care for one another, tefillahs for one another, learning for one another. We saw a tremendous nes, Siyad Neshama in Tel Aviv, two nights ago, that could have been, Rachman al-Aslan, many people killed. And they say that it was right next to a shul that people were learning, and you never know the koyach of tefillah, of Torah, of Klal Yisrael. So that's what we're taking, appreciation of Eretz Yisrael, appreciation of one another, caring for one another, appreciation of the Torah that Hashem gave us, and kavavan, appreciation of the one who's behind it all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So use this period to be sameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sameach the gifts that He gave us. He gave us our beautiful nation, Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, and Yes Hashem, if we do that, we should be zeicha that this simcha should intensify more and more until we see the Geulah of Klal Yisrael.